Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So we wanted to kind of tee that up. Dan, our executive producer, you know, Dan Borowski, is very fired up. He feels that TikTok should be banned, that this is a terrible situation. Others...
Well, Suze loves Jeffy. YouTube.com/@1210WPHT says, no bans, no blocking, no mandates. Don't use it. Get over yourself. Stay out of my free choice and free speech.
So you say what, Melissa, as somebody, I mean, you're an expert in this area. I know that you've testified to, you know, what's going on here. What do you see when you look at, you know, what's going on with TikTok and what happens, what could happen on the 19th? If SCOTUS upholds what is to come.
Yeah. Well, I want to make one thing clear up front, which is that the case that is presently before the Supreme Court has nothing to do with mental health or the safety or mental health of our children and teenagers that are on TikTok. It's exclusively dealing with national security concerns. However, that said, a big part of the reason why a lot of states are looking at banning TikTok is specifically because of the connection to negative mental health outcomes for children and teens that are on that platform. And what's fascinating, there's Substack after Babbel, and recently they posted TikTok is harming children at an industrial scale. And what they did is they went through the state-by-state filings, and in some cases they looked at internal marketing memos, internal marketing documents from TikTok, and they found really pretty horrific things that TikTok is well aware is going on and has done nothing to mitigate. So, for example, they know that the leakage rate, for example, and that's bad stuff getting past moderators, 35.71% of normalization of pedophilia content is getting past moderators. 33.33% of minor sexual solicitation is getting past moderators. 39.13% of minor physical abuse content is getting past moderators. 30% of leading minors off platform, 50% of glorification of minor sexual assault, and 100% of fetishizing of minors is getting past the moderators. And that's, you know, in addition to they found documents confirming that they know that underage girls are stripping for adult males for whatever the online currency is that they're using in TikTok. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of pretty horrific stuff going on there. And the moderators and owners are aware that's going on and have done virtually nothing to mitigate the abuses.
Yeah, and so part of what I see here and the conversation, you know, first of all, with the states that are suing for SCOTUS, I guess at this point it's more of a national security issue. I wonder if the states will, by what they're doing, they're putting forth a states' rights issue. But certainly the bottom line for me, and I have friends with young kids, my kids are teenagers, but I mean, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds who, I mean, there are moms groups especially who keep an eye on exactly what you're saying. So there was a time, Melissa, on TikTok and other social media platforms where I know this one guy was on there. And he was on seeming like a trying to look like a Mr. Rogers type, but then would say something like, if you're having questions, just go to this private site, you know, where you and I can just talk. And it was like, ew, what's going on here? And but the problem, I'll be honest, Melissa, a lot of parents, they need a parent. I mean, they're oblivious to this stuff going on.
It's absolutely true. But, you know, it is very, very challenging because the rate of adoption for these new social media platforms, mm-hmm. I think, really outpaces what parents can reasonably be expected to stay on top of. You know, as soon as parents have figured out Facebook, you know, kids are on to Snapchat. And once they've finally figured out Snapchat, kids are on to Discord. And once they've finally figured out Discord, they're on to Instagram. And just mm-hmm. the rate of adoption, these new social media platforms being disseminated. I've seen a number of stories recently about something that is, you know, just cropped up within the last 6 months, something called character AI, where kids can engage with chatbots based on, you know, fictional characters that they like. And these conversations very quickly turn sexual, even though these are, you know, 12, 13, 14-year-old kids using these chatbots. So it's really disturbing, and it's really more than a parent can stay on top of, or that more than you can reasonably expect a parent to be able to stay on top of.
So what's the answer? I mean, what are you advocating for to protect America's children?
Well, certainly, we need to, as a culture, we need to just stop getting our kids on these social media platforms, stop giving them smartphones at such a young age. There are a number of organizations out there. One is called Wait Until 8th. That's advocating waiting until 8th grade. I would say wait until they're 16 or older, because kids are too young to really exercise good judgment when they're using these smartphones and devices. There are too many risks, too many dangers. We need to make it the cultural norm that kids are not going to have smartphones when they're in middle school, and we need to put policies in place in middle schools and high schools and after-school activities to normalize kids not having smartphones at such a young age. But beyond that, I think we need to be really looking at what can be done at the legislative level to mitigate the harms, because we can't count on these tech companies to do it. They've had ample opportunity and have really failed to take adequate measures to protect kids when they're on those platforms. So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was up there on Capitol Hill about a year ago and was faced with all these parents of kids who died because of content that they were fed because of the algorithms on Instagram and Facebook and other social media platforms. They took their own lives, or they were encouraged to commit suicide, or they were encouraged in disordered eating or other harmful behaviors. And, you know, they've been aware that these things have been going on, and they've done nothing to mitigate the harm.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Are there any, for example, because this is a, what you're talking about is a real battle, because kids go to school and maybe a good percentage of kids as young as eight years old have some kind of a smartphone or smart device. And then another group of parents has said, no, they're not, especially, you know, before middle school, they're absolutely not going to have it. Are there, from your group and from your perspective, are there smartwatches that promote health that give, because I know there are some advertised that they give parents total control and they promote health, but that the parents actually, there's an app through by which the parents can allow their kid to, for example, call 911 or maybe do some health advocacy type stuff. Where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I mean, there are, for parents who are greatly concerned about not being able to be in constant communication with their kids or not know where their kids are 24/7. I would say, for one thing, for generations, parents have had the ability to call the school office if there was an issue, and parents still have that ability to call the school office if there's an issue. But there are other ways to get in touch with your child or to keep track of where they are. You know, you can get, Apple has trackers. There's the Tile. There are other devices so that you can get geolocation for them. There's Bark has a smartphone that's very much locked down. There are smart watches. Gizmo Watch, for example, is one that's available through Verizon. I think pretty much every cell service provider has some variation on that, where you can severely limit what they can do on those smartphones and devices, and really limit who they're able to interact with and really limit what kinds of apps and contacts that they're able to have with others through those devices.
And so for you, what legislation are you supporting? I know that the states are working together, but is there not, and I know you've testified to this, so what legislation would you hope gets passed?
Yeah, we were really hopeful that the Kids Online Safety Act was going to get passed during this last Congress, and it had nearly unanimous support in the Senate. Unfortunately, it hit some major roadblocks because of a lot of tech lobbying on the House side, and there was a lot of misinformation being spread by tech lobbyists who spent millions and millions of dollars trying to block legislation that would hold them accountable. And if they had our kids' best interests at heart, if they were genuinely concerned about keeping kids safe online so that they could use these platforms in a responsible and safe way, then surely they would have backed this legislation. That would have allowed their platforms to continue to operate. It would just give more control to parents over content. But the fact that they're trying to limit the control that parents can exercise over social media platforms should really be a signal as to, you know, what their true intentions are and how disingenuous they are when they say that they're committed to children's safety.
So do you expect that upcoming it will get reintroduced?
I sure hope so. And Speaker Mike Johnson did say that they were going to wait until the new administration was sworn in to pursue this. But I know that there's a lot of reservation, a lot of hesitancy. I know that there are expressed concerns about, you know, is this going to have a chilling effect on free speech. But I don't think that's really what's going on here. I think it's really just that tech lobbyists are pouring millions and millions of dollars into misinformation campaigns to block this legislation. Mm-hmm. I don't think we really need to be concerned about our political expression. What COSA is designed to do is give parents better control over the platform and set by default the strongest parental controls on the platforms. So those who want to have looser controls are always free to go in and loosen those controls. All that COSA would do is ensure that the strictest parental controls are there by default. And it would also put some burden of responsibility on these media companies to mitigate harm if it's foreseeable that something harmful can come of the content that they're allowing on the platform. So if they're allowing, you know, pro-anorexia content, or if they're allowing content that shows you how to find drugs online, you know, whatever that kind of content might be, if it is foreseeable that there could be a harmful consequence, it is up to these platforms to mitigate that harm.
You know, I was reading this morning that the incoming future First Lady, Melania Trump, was going to expand her Be Best platform. I just have to wonder if perhaps what we need here is an informational campaign. You think of way back in the day, a very successful campaign that was started, I don't even know when, decades ago, the Stranger Danger campaign.
And maybe
to revive something like that, run PSAs to remind people of the stranger danger that's now on your phone, on TikTok, on social media, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, a lot of parents, they put these devices in their kids' hands with the best of intentions.
Yes.
But it's really pretty naive to think that the kid's only going to use it for the intended purpose. Every single day I see stories from parents, you know, I should have known better. I regret having gotten this for my child because of XYZ, whether it's their child being sextorted, you know, they uploaded some naughty pictures, and all of a sudden these pictures ended up in the hands of a bad actor who's now trying to get money out of them to keep the pictures from going public. I mean, these kinds of things happen on almost a daily basis. And it's really pretty naive of parents to think, well, my child is too smart to fall for this, or my child is somehow immune to this. It's just not realistic to think that our kids are always going to be smart and exercise the best judgment. Even as adults, sometimes we're not always smart and don't always exercise the best judgment. And even adults have a hard time moderating their screen use, or their time on Facebook, or their time on Instagram. So it's pretty naive to think that our kids are going to exercise more self-control than we do as adults.
Well, listen, I hope you come back and keep us updated on what's going on. Melissa Henson with great advice in the meantime for parents, because I think parents and caregivers are at the front line of this battle. Melissa Henson, thank you so much for joining us with the Parents Television and Media Council. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.